Hey y'all, welcome back to Daycare Diaries. So I just want to do a quick check-in and it's Thursday. I didn't even realize it was Thursday. I think because we had that Monday off, I had a staff development on Monday, and so I was closed for that training. And my days have kind of been like running together. I'm like, is today Tuesday or Wednesday? So I just wanted to do a quick check-in. I hope everybody's doing well. I also didn't realize that I didn't do an intro. So if you hear the music in the background, that's because the children are now napping. So it's like some calm Disney instrumentals. That's what helps them go to sleep. They love it. I didn't do an introduction for the people who have just started following me. So my name is Crystal Kernell. I've been in daycare for 17 years. Six of those years have been running my own group family daycare home. The reason I started daycare was because not only did I want to work for myself and I was tired of working for someone else, but I have a passion for working with children. I had in mind this plan to prepare children properly, prepare children for the next stages for education. So I think early learn programs are what's the word everybody's using now? Essential, a necess is a necessity, it's a priority. I think the work that early learn providers do, they don't get enough credit for it. Long story short, just to make a story short. So the reason I started was I worked in a lot of daycare centers in Queens and in Manhattan, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot of skills. I learned how to operate a lot of programs, and I learned things that I liked, and I learned things that I did not like. And so when opening my program, I said to myself, there's things that I won't do, and there's things that I will. And over time, those things have changed because I've gotten a better understanding of why they did those things. When in the beginning, I'm just thinking of a story of when I first started, and I was still working, and I got my license, and I was thinking, okay, as soon as I got my license, I started with a family daycare license. I said, well, as soon as I got my license, I will get kids in. I'm thinking that's the process. So you got a daycare license, kids will start flowing in, the money's about to come in. Luckily, I didn't quit my job because it didn't go quite that way. I didn't realize that I had to do my own work, put up flyers, make the phone calls, find referral agencies, and kind of do the footwork. And so then now I had to alter my work schedule around my daycare schedule so that when I did get kids, I had time to be there and there because I didn't want to quit my job with only one child enrolled. So luckily I had my sister who helped me. She was a good assistant. She helped me out with the daycare for the first year. And then once I started getting more kids, I want to say, I think, when did I quit working for someone? I think I stopped working for someone in my second or third year. Enrollments were up. I want to say second year because I started in 2018. 2019 in my second year is when I left my job, and then guess what happened the third year in 2020? COVID. So that was a little setback, a small setback. Luckily, I had the experience of working as a direct support professional and doing other things, so it wasn't hard for me to get other jobs. I think it was more the mental part that was hard for me because once you start working for yourself, working for somebody else is like, now I have to go back to listening to somebody else tell me what to do. So I think that was the hardest part at that time. But I did it, and then reg other regulations came out that we were able to open or do stay open or be in person. So I opened back up, and I did what was called emergency care throughout COVID. When I couldn't do it anymore, when it started to spike too high and things were getting too bad, and I didn't want to put anyone in my home at risk, I shut down again. and reopened when the Department of Ed, which had become my sponsor in 2019, allowed us to open again that September of 2020. And I've been open since. In 2021, I had staff, not just my sister. My sister had ended up getting another job somewhere else. And I had transitioned through a number of staffs, which I mentioned in my previous podcast. In 2022, I was actually able to get, I want to say 2021, I was able to get two really good staff. They stayed with me until 2022. I was able to do incentives. And again, I'll talk about hiring and onboarding staff and making sure that your system is tight so that the staff, you're not getting overwhelmed and the staff is not getting overwhelmed, and you know what to tell the staff to do so that you're not still paying people to do work that you can just do yourself, if that's making sense. I think a lot of times with me starting out, I was hiring staff, but I was still doing a majority of the work because I'm like, who's going to do it better than me? And then once I realized that I need to train these staff to do it the same way that I do it, it would be easier. And it was. Once I learned that and had a system with the training, and they were grateful for the training as well, because they did want to work with children. They actually loved working with children and they loved learning things about childcare. So the trainings that they had to do every month, we had trainings weekly, just to review how the week went, on top of our regular hourly training that we're required to do monthly. And so they enjoyed it. By 2022, they stayed. And of course, you know, what usually happens, and I wish that I was able to keep them longer. One went to somewhere where she was able to get higher pay. I did a reference letter for her, and the other went away to college. And so it worked out where they were able to get the credentials. And, you know, you hire these people, you're not expecting them to stay forever. So I pat myself on the back and I pat them on the back. I think they did very well. Working with the children, I have no complaints, none whatsoever. But that's been my experience so far. Right now, I still have the group family daycare open. I now want to help other daycare providers who are starting a daycare who is already open or been open and are struggling after COVID and still haven't found employees, still haven't found ways to get funding and are feeling like they have to close. There's a number of daycares that never reopened, and the ones that did reopen, their enrollments are so low that they're like, what's the point? You know, I might as well just not do this. I want to assist those daycares with finding funding and finding ways to get referrals, and also letting them know that, you know, we're just bringing them back to what their passion is and what their why is. I think a lot of times what happens is the things we love to do become work because we don't have anyone to help us or remind us of why we started. And that happened to me a lot, so that's why I can kind of speak on that. Things became work and I started to get burned out sometimes, you know, when I didn't have staff, and in between the time where I did find good staff, or I got staff and they would stay for a couple of weeks and then leave, or they would stay for a month and then leave. So, you know, that was what I would call a valley. And, you know, I kind of shut down, but there's a way out. It's about learning new ways to get what you need and hire for what you need. So that's what I do now with my coaching and consultation business. I assist daycares with that type of stuff. Any resources they need, I love researching grants and loans. So that's another thing that I do assist with, a grant and loan. I've gotten a number of grants. So I like to make sure that those providers are on top of that. And so that's just where I'm at now with it. I would like to be the person that I didn't have when I started my daycare. I didn't know anyone who had a business at the time. And it's not just teaching. You know, you're a teacher, you're a payroll, you're a family coordinator, you're the maintenance person. You know, so you're wearing many hats, and just teaching someone who's just starting out how to do that without becoming overwhelmed is just something that I would like to do. It's become a new passion of mine. Teaching other providers now has become a new passion of mine. And so I just wanted to get on and give a short introduction and just say hey and do a check-in. And I hope that everybody is having a good week. And if I don't speak to you tomorrow, I'll speak to you again sometime this week. And have a good one. Thank you all for listening.